The Sentai Review, episode 128, Kamen Rider Ryuki. Okay, here we are. We're back to talk about these
commons. Yeah.
Because from what I have been explained, from this point forward, it is not about riders. It is not about actual motorcycles and riders and things of that nature.
The weird thing I found out is I have found maybe one or two from each series with at least one bike.
Yes, but from what I've been told, they leave their standard format of looking like bugs and things like that, and they start to be inspired by all different kinds of things, and they will start looking robotic, they will start looking very different, and the era changes almost everything about these people. So they're not going to be, from what I understand...
Stuff of nightmares.
The way our stuff works... Because we've been rating on looks, and we understand Kamen Rider only to the first era, and only slightly in that aspect, if we're comparing them by that aspect, we are going to dislike a lot of riders from now on, is what I was told. So just get ready for that.
Oh, you mean like how we've been disliking the robos? Because changing an arm here and changing a leg there should not count as a new fucking mecha?
Yes. So... Reploid Bill, William Bush,
Seth Lovell Sario,
Scott Action Jackson,
Shane McCree Proto Guy,
and Nick the Lone Paladin.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right guys, I'll leave you alone. All right, here we are. Talk about this Ryuki guy. This was 2002, 2003... And the first one is Alternative. And yes, if these are out of order...
Oh, well.
I'm sorry. This is just what we're doing.
Alphabetical order, motherfucker.
Oh, this dude's pretty sweet.
That dude's actually...
It's not bad.
No. Really
cool. I'm liking this guy already. Wait a second, I'm seeing a card. I know something about the cards.
Yeah, there's like further future ones involving cards.
Is it time to duel?
There's actually about to say that, you son of a bitch.
There's a later guy that has...
He's going to tap that.
There's a later guy that has cards, and when he uses the cards, he changes into original, other riders. And
nice.
I think there's another couple guys that use a type of card system that change forms. So I'm wondering if this guy does something like that.
Shame. You've activated my Alucard.
He's got magic hands.
Okay, enough of that guy. Next, we're going to Alternative Zero. Oh, yeah, we rate every single guy.
We can't rush it that bad, even though we want to.
Okay, rate that guy.
I give 3. 3.7. He's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm around 3.7. Yeah, that's fine.
3.3. 4. And what'd the alternative get?
A 4.43, so hold on. Let me alt... 4.43, because something tells me nobody's getting higher than that tonight.
What did you give it?
An alternative zero is coming up.
I gave it a 3.
Yeah.
Alternative zero.
And I'm still sick.
I don't see a big
helmet
difference.
Helmet coloring?
Yeah, he's got a little gold now.
Okay, let's try next. I think it basically is the helmet that changed.
Helmet changed a little bit, now he's got gold on him.
Well, I guess the gloves are a little bit different. It's mild changes, but there are changes.
Yeah. I mean, he still looks
next.
Good. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, because you can see a difference in the helmet here. Yeah. This is different. And he's got a little more gold in his design now, because the other guy, the arms were a little bit different. Not by much, but they were like squared.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's the same gold, though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. So, basically, the arms changed a little bit.
So, he's different. Give him a 4. No, give him a 3.7.
Yeah,
he's
3.7.
He's very different.
3.3.
4.
And
3.54.
Kamen Rider Fem?
Fuck.
Femi?
Fem?
Fem?
Yeah,
that's Fem. What I said, Fem, but, man, it... Okay, so is that
chick.
A girl? It's a girl,
it's
right?
A chick writer.
And Bill's got to go to work.
Working time.
Goddamn. Yeah, I hate to say it, but female writers don't exactly have a good track record as far as surviving these shows, so...
I don't know. This one looks like she might. She's actually got a rapier.
No, what he's talking about is very often in these, they'll introduce female writers and they die.
Oh, yeah.
They get fucking. They get
kinda
killed.
Kind of like the ladybug. Yes.
So they might. They might be cool.
Ladybug,
but
who
they
is cooler
die.
Than, their, than her
which,
fucking hero.
Yep.
Which, from what I understand, and I'm not trying to turn this into a big political or ethical debate. But from what I understand, that deals with the whole reason that there are one girl, there's usually one girl, and then four guys in a Sentai, is the idea that the women are weaker. It's almost like a masculinity thing. I've read an awful lot that says that in their culture still, even today, there's the whole man thing. Man is strong. Woman is weak.
Strong Rushmore.
Exactly. And I've read a lot about that that says that there's still a lot of that mentality that the woman is to be the housewife, the man is to be
so
the man!
If a woman goes up to the man and is like, may I partake in some of your training? They're like, no!
They're like, I got training for you. Man!
You lack will of warrior!
No, I've read a lot about that, that it's still...
Hurt me more!
That they're still kind of there.
Hurt me more, snake.
So it wouldn't surprise me at all if there's an underline in that the women constantly show up and then die.
Regardless.
Or are often the lesser of the team. They're never the leaders.
But they at least look
they
better.
They look cool.
She looks
awesome. I'm digging the night outfit.
And since we have to let go of some of our ideals for what writers are, to me, she's not a writer. But since writers are not writers anymore...
Yeah.
She looks cool.
Yeah. I'm giving her a 4.8.
Next.
I like the white.
Like, I can already tell you, I'm going to give her a 4.8.
Because
it's
like,
the whole night thing.
Yeah, I like the white with the black. It really does work. And I like
next.
I like the helmet.
Okay, that
but
was
Shane,
her.
Nick
yeah,
says
really
he's a
this.
White knight.
I think she's very solid, and
I'm
going 4.5.
No,
I actually think she's great.
She's a white knight.
I'm going with a 4.
She's the paladin.
No.
Yeah, I think she's awesome. Very awesome.
She's using the wrong kind of weapon for that.
Yeah, that's true.
4.5.
Okay. I think I missed a Bill guy. What'd
paladins
you say again?
Use big
a 4.5.
4.5. Okay.
I liked her a lot.
Yeah, it's just you.
5.
What did I give
4.26. So.
That one's the new one, isn't it?
Nope. Still has to beat a 4.43.
Damn, she lost to him?
Yeah, but she's second place.
Shane, you should have given her a better score.
Scott, why'd you give her 4?
Kamen Rider Guy.
I fucked her over.
I gave her a 4.5. Is that a rhino?
Fuck it, what?
Rhino Punch!
So this must be the night series.
To anybody that has yet to hear it, look at this picture. Go on YouTube. Look up Buzzhorn Cannot Stop the Rhino.
Yep, that's exactly what I thought as soon as you said. I was like, fuck, I haven't heard that
cannot
song in
Cannot Stop the Rhino.
Well, since, Bill, like Bill said, we have to look at it.
God damn you.
And they're no longer...
See, I know, yeah, it's you got
I
it
hate
now.
You, yes.
Cannot Stop the
But I know
the
fucking song. So.
Okay, because we had to look at these guys as no longer writers, because they're not writers.
Now they're more like Sentai teams.
Yeah.
Because
like
this
knights.
Is an animal
and,
theme.
And
she kind of came off... She kind of came off as an almost bat-esque thing with her face, but if I would have been paying attention to this, I wonder if she's based on like some sort of antler-esque animal.
But it's okay, because you know what? That makes this team of writers, don't you? They are the technology knights of Nognatirn. Because it's all ass backwards. So they can't be the mystic knights of Tirnanog.
The best, by the way.
With their stick.
So you love that guy, Shane?
Okay, listen. We've reviewed a lot of writers.
He's still better looking than stronger.
And we have seen some
ass!
Like, stronger.
This guy gets a 3.5 on my book.
Yeah, this guy is reminding me of, like, the way some of the Destiny characters can look like.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like the Titans, yeah.
Yeah.
The reason why my biggest concern, the biggest thing I don't like about him is I don't like that one horn on his shoulder. It's uneven.
But in Destiny, you have worst ones.
That's
on your
a Final Fantasy pauldron.
Yeah.
Duh.
That doesn't make fucking sense.
That's a Cloud Strife pauldron.
Yeah. I had a problem with that, too.
Either. I'm going 3.
I'll do a 3.5.
Yeah, I'm around 3.5 as well. I like him.
Yeah, he's not bad.
So he almost had an even 3.5, but because Scott's making me do basic math, 3.4.
Fucking basic math.
Okay, this is Kamen Rider Imperior?
Imperior?
Imperior? Imperior? Something? Something. This guy!
Wow.
Why'd you go from awesome to ass?
Yeah, I don't like this one.
Looks more like a villain.
Next!
Yeah, that screams villain to me.
That screams foam muscles to me.
You know what? You know what it reminds me of?
You know what that screams to me? That screams, which one's that shitty Final Fantasy with this plate mail belly shirt vest? And then that the jackass from fucking 9 or online or whatever?
Shorts. 2.
No, it's not 2.
No, that's what I'm getting.
Oh, okay. No, I did.
No, honestly.
No, I'm thinking of 11. That's what I'm thinking
no,
of.
It's
the fucking
too.
The online game or whatever.
What about it?
It was awesome.
That's what that was reminding me of. He's wearing, like, just the fucking open fucking vest with the frills on it.
That's not 11.
Well, fucking which one is it? I know you know what I'm thinking of.
There is no Final Fantasy character that has frills with an open chest plate mail shirt thing.
The only one I can think of that has
an
open
chest.
The only
thing that has an open chest piece like that in any remote sense, Tidus had most of his chest exposed, and Vaughn had a tiny belly vest.
I think maybe that's what I was thinking
vest.
Of then is Vaughn,
it,
yes.
It didn't even go... A vest goes down to the pants, Bill.
Belly vest is
this
best
thing
vest.
Was like underneath of... If he was a chick, it would have been the rogue coat.
Basically.
Awesome.
Would have been barely covering the titties.
Basically.
Awesome.
Basically, he wears something that Trunks wears. That jacket?
Yeah. Bulma's coat.
Best jacket ever. Keeps you warm.
Yeah, but at least Trunks is smart enough to wear a shirt underneath his shit.
Trunks. Trunks.
Vaughn lives in the desert, sir.
Trunks.
We'd die.
Your jacket's weighing you down. Lose it.
So what about the other scores?
I'm
going to
give... Wow, he's getting to get 2. He sucks. He sucks ass.
I'm going to give him a 2.5 because honestly, he reminds me too much of Dark Knight Cecil.
I'm not thrilled with him either. I'm not thrilled with him. I'm saying 2.
2.3, moving on.
Okay, some modes.
Okay, we are on Kamen Rider Knight Blank Form.
Watches the picture, it's just nothing, it's just blank white. Damn it!
This guy!
That looks like Dark Knight Cecil Moore.
Yeah.
No, not really.
I could see it from the original SNES.
That's like medieval Batman. Look at the helmet.
Yeah.
Look at the shoulders.
If you look at the
medieval
kind of.
Batman.
Look at the chest piece. Those scaly wing looking things.
It's Batman.
It reminds me of the side helmet of the dragoon.
Na 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 Rider. Rider.
He is basic.
This is why we need TV.
This is basic as hell.
I'm going to give it... Wait, is this the only picture we got for this
yes.
guy? Yes. I'm going to give it a 3.
Yeah.
It's just a basic
suit. Yeah,
same
here.
Suit.
Same
3.
Here. Same here.
It's...
So while Bill's responding to text message...
No, Bill's looking up a JLA cover because I think he's trying to find the Bat Knight.
Oh. Yeah.
Dude,
no,
he reminds me of somebody from Out of Metal.
Out of what?
Dark Knight Metal. It's a series going on in the comics.
No, I wouldn't know. I don't read comics.
Anyways, so what cool. you got, Bill Guy?
This guy's a 3.2.
God damn
He's
it, you
cool.
wouldn't make me do the fucking math, you son of a whore.
Don't be bashing on Bill's
3.04.
Only he's allowed to do that.
Son of an Arlian whore.
Yep.
Okay, next we got the knight.
Someone
knight
bring me
form.
A knife so I may properly stab this baby. See, that's at least cooler. Now he's got a weapon and some colors. Now he's got...
Meh.
Wait, I don't think that outfit's black, is it?
No,
it's like
no.
a purple.
It's more like a really dark blue.
Yeah.
Like it's a purple, because even look at the background, it's purple.
Could it be royal blue since he's a knight?
What?
The pin.
What's the giggles for?
The color of the pin
that I hold in my hand is royal blue! God, I haven't seen Liar Liar in years.
Oh, fucking man. Hilarious ass movie.
As soon as he did that, I was like, "Ah, oh, damn it!"
Nah. Well, yeah, because he said royal blue. I'm like, "Oh,
yep." Cannot find this motherfucker for nothing. I know
good.
This dude.
It's all good that we were all able to be on the same page there.
Yeah,
it's real good.
I think I don't know.
Next,
you see that movie?
Oh, dude!
Holy shit!
Ago. It's like a shield sword.
This dude is shield pimp. Sword.
Yeah, see, it's
yeah, it is blue.
See? Royal blue.
No, that's just blue.
Yeah.
That's the same color as your microphone cover in that one, Scott.
Yeah.
So, that one was purple, and now it's blue, and this guy's going to confuse the shit out of me, but he's cool. He's solid, and he's cool.
Yeah, technically it is
and
the same color. It's just
weapons.
Because of the fucking pants or that stupid pleather shit. So
yeah.
It kind of
the lighting, too.
Yeah, the lighting, so yeah.
He has two swords.
Yeah, he's got cool shield sword. Yes! Oh! Batman! I told you, bitches!
He's where my... Dude.
I'm dark and brooding.
I am, too.
If you look at that... this common. He's not a rider.
This common knight.
His helmet is kind of reminding me of Izanagi's helmet.
Izanagi from Persona 4.
Yeah, because right there's Izanagi.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I'm literally. That's back when I seen it.
I'm really starting to dig this guy more and more.
Is a Izanagi Rider.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to nickname this one. He's the Izanagi Rider.
Hmm?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
next.
I think. Oh, okay. I was about to say, I thought that was the last one, but
yeah,
okay.
He has a card. Look at my blue eyes, white dragon.
Actually, that kind of does look like a dragon, but you can't see it all the way because the sword's in the way.
Preparing to zoom in!
No, zooming in wouldn't help. Ah!
It's definitely a 6-star card.
Shit, we gotta sacrifice 2 monsters to summon this bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
But he said it's a 6-star? Well, piss, I can't believe Blue Eyes. But Blue Eyes was 7.
Yeah.
7 or 8, can't remember.
See, now...
It might be one of the upgrades
lighting,
of the Harpy.
In this lighting, now it's like a gold color.
I play Harpy Lady.
Yeah.
Next.
And this man.
That's it.
Yep, that's it for this.
I like
it. I'm gonna give this dude a 4.5 also.
God damn it.
What the hell are you looking for?
I know this guy. There's a bad guy in DC that looks like this guy, and I cannot fucking find him. He was in JLA in the 90s. He was before that, but I remember in the JLA in the 90s and the first like 4 story arcs, there was this guy that took over the tower, and he looks just like that. That helmet is what's doing it to me, but I can't fucking remember his name. He's an underappreciated villain. He has the ability to like download fighting styles and things that he has seen, and he's kind of like an evil Batman. And then he can use that information No, he's not Owlman.
No, it's kind of like DC's version of Taskmaster.
Hmm.
Yeah, because I kind of know who it is he's talking about, too.
Well.
Piss.
Yes.
Well, we'll move to another.
Let's go with the scores, though, so.
Okay, so I got a 4.5 from a Nick. I got a 3. Who else is?
I'll go with a 3 as well.
I found a Justice League cover that has Space
4 or 5.
I like this dude.
What's Bill got?
Let's see, Space Ghost.
Go ahead and give that man... I'm like a 3.6. I like this dude.
So that man got himself a 3.72.
Next, we got the, what, Knight Survive form?
Yes.
Please don't suck.
Up, oh, just one.
Suck. One picture for this man.
You better be fucking cool. All right, this dude is pretty damn cool. Now he's got a cape.
Looks like a Mega Man villain.
He looks like Shadow Man.
Yeah.
The Net Navi assassin. And he is a pimp! Shadow Man Suicent!
What did that used to say when he did that? Like,
typical pimp mating call.
Typical pimp mating call.
I'm Shadow Man, the Net Navi assassin, and I am a pimp!
Dude was epic as shit.
That was from Skittles and Bits.
Six? Yes.
I can't remember which one, but yeah,
it's
it was
six,
definitely Skittles
six,
and Bits.
Yes.
God, now I gotta go back and watch those. Those are fucking great.
Yeah, yes. Good luck. The last time I tried to look them up, I couldn't find them.
If you actually want to know where this is from...
They were on Newgrounds.
Go on to Newgrounds.
Well, yeah, I know they were, but
Skittles
I mean,
and Bits.
When I went to go to look for it, they had the playlist of Skittles and Bits.
Yeah.
But it was like that episode got deleted or moved or something, or maybe it was just my phone. It wouldn't fucking open it.
It's probably your phone.
So it pissed me off real bad. I was like, motherfuck.
Good shit.
Damn. I'm not hating this guy either.
No, I'm digging this one.
I think I think he can shoot that thing off his wrist. It just seems like it's a projectile.
That would make this dude even more cool.
I'm giving this guy a 5.
You know what? Put it on the good list.
So another 5?
Okay. Fuck yeah. This guy made the list.
I'd say he's a solid 4. Pretty solid.
What you going to give, Shane?
I'm going to go with a 4.5.
Sweet.
He might have won.
I swear I could have dug out my actual comics and found it.
4.44, so yes, new winner.
I could have dug out my actual books and found this by now.
Mighty whopping 0.01. So let me... Bat Knight...
Bat Knight.
4.44.
Bat Knight.
Only because I can't remember what the guy's actual fucking name is.
Knight Survival Mode.
Oh, yeah, Knight Survival. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So what we got next, Bill?
Well, let's see.
This is how invested Bill is in this.
I
want to
find this damn picture.
Kamen Rider Odin?
Yes, this is Kamen Rider Odin.
Does he got an eye patch?
Nope.
Oh, God. Dude, I'm kind of digging the staff thing. I don't know why.
Quick, hit it with lightning. It'll die.
There's a bird on it. There's a bird on his staff. It's a bird head.
I figured you would approve of that message.
Final Fantasy IV, how to kill Odin. Final Fantasy VIII, how to kill Odin.
Mm-hmm.
Hit his
Next.
Ass with lightning.
Final Fantasy 13.
Okay, so
just
the staff
throw
thing
the
opens
disc away.
Up.
Yeah, it's bird. It's bird staff.
It's kind of
yes,
neat.
It is. Yes. I like it. It's like a fire.
Next.
It's like a, it was like a.
Oh, that is too awesome.
No, wait a second. Yeah. Just is that actually in the show?
No, it's a toy.
Is it an officially licensed toy?
Makes me wonder that if it's the toy, though, if he ever does that even one time in the show.
He's getting a fucking 5.
Because if he does, that's pretty sweet.
He's getting a fucking...
He's getting a 5.
That motherfucker is awesome.
Yeah.
Those wings are dope as shit.
Dude.
And they work perfectly with how his armor's set up.
Yes.
I'm even loving the fucking red and blue orbs that are in the fucking wings.
Oh, shit.
I'm digging that a lot, actually.
I think the belt is the only thing that's throwing me off, because you have all that epicness and then just meh.
The belt does.
But
the belt's
the
worst thing on
it's not enough to really drag me down.
No.
I mean, if anything, I'd give him maybe like a 4.9.
Honestly, the best way to do this one is look from the feet and go up. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
dude
is
sweet.
This guy is awesome.
No, because then you get past the belt.
True.
I.
4.7.
What about you? Did you give your score, Bill?
No, not yet.
Okay.
That's everybody. We're waiting on you.
Go to work,
I gotta
Bill.
Go to work.
Well, the fucking... You're at work, goddammit!
You know, you can set your alarm to not go off on Saturdays.
No, because there's a chance I could be working.
Yeah, it's true.
On a Sunday?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
If he gets offered it.
My area?
No,
yes.
That's true.
I am 4.7. That's where I'm sitting.
This guy just won again. He just beat the last guy.
4.86. So give me a moment, cock sucking motherfucker.
So
what was that last guy's? Oh yeah,
he
Odin.
Is the all father.
Odin.
So what was it?
4.
That night couldn't
compete.
What
the fuck I say it was 6.8.
Not with the
okay.
All father.
Or 8.6.
Nope. All father won. Bill. Bat Knight could not defeat him.
Bat Knight was not worthy
and I
spelled
that
to wrong. Wield the powers of.
It's whatever.
Bat
keep
Knight.
Going. I can fix my inability to spell here later.
Okay, so we are on Kamen Rider Ogia, Black Form, Blank Form,
Black.
Sorry.
Ogia.
Okay,
this dude's derpy.
But he's got the Triforce in the middle of his fucking helmet.
And his helmet looks doofy.
It looks like the Mask of Truth.
This dude looks like he used to have, like... a dome on top of his helmet, and somebody just smashed it in with a hammer. And now he has brain damage.
The Mask of Truth.
No, that's not the Mask of Truth.
Two.
Is there any more wow. pictures?
I think this is the only picture, isn't
this is it?
It.
That's
this
why
is
this
all you have to go on.
How do you go from like a majestic godlike fucking being to derp?
Maybe he was this and then became too. That, to be fair.
You know what?
2.5.
That would make a lot more sense.
Or there could be multiple writers in this series. We don't know the series. We grade here on the aesthetics.
Yeah.
Shane.
Two.
Shane, in this series that we're running right now for this specific show, we are a bunch of judgmental assholes who have to, you know, appeal to the beauty of the outside and not the beauty of the inside because fuck that. You're ugly regardless.
Bill.
Look, for anybody
we're
who
we're shallow
listens-
as fuck.
Yep.
Look, for anybody who listened to the controller pileup, we went back to the old format, which the old format for reviews is first you see it, then you hear it, then you play it, then you engross yourself in the tale. That's the video game format. The format here is first you see it, then maybe we watch it.
At this point, probably not now.
Yeah.
Give the Hyrule Castle Guard a fucking 1.3.
Damn!
Is there anyone else missing a score?
Yeah, I'm missing one score. Because I got a 2, a 2.5, a 2, and a 1.3. I think Nick is the only one I'm missing. So I probably didn't hear you if you said it. Dose.
I give it a 2.
Okay, so.
Because I decided to take a dump on it.
1.96, moving on.
Wait. Did that last form have, like, an actual name to it? Cause this
it was a
also...
blank form.
Oh, that was blank form. Okay, so this is actual Ouija form.
This is...
Yeah.
Ouija. This is the actual normal form of this guy.
Well, hopefully it doesn't suck as bad as the blank.
Ouija or whatever, how are you supposed to say that?
Ouija
oh, he's
board.
Got color!
I think he's supposed to be a snake.
Yeah, that makes more
yeah,
sense.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Like, at least being able to see him and not from, like, weird, derpy, hungover side.
Shit! Here it comes! Cobra!
Cobra!
God damn it.
Riders! Riders! Follow Cobra!
Next!
I don't know, can we really go next after that?
Yes. He's got a cobra staff!
He's a cobra!
He's Cobra Commander!
God he's got a cobra on his belt! Cobra!
Holy shit with
you know,
this
I remember,
guy.
I'm done.
You know, I remember back in the day we used to just decide to have conversations as Cobra Commander.
I'm done. 4 or 5. I don't,
like,
I don't need to see no more.
All of us would.
I don't need to see no more. That's Cobra Commander right there.
Seth, you remember that?
Next?
You remember that night that we decided to go for about 20 minutes, all of us as Cobra Commander?
I summon Cobra!
That looks like it says the final vent.
Yeah.
But there's a Cobra!
Yeah, there's the Cobra, and then the Bird, and then the Rhino.
It's a fusion card.
Yep.
This dude's awesome. I don't give a fuck. I like the Cobra thing.
Four. Wait, was this the last picture?
No, there's a, I think there's like two more.
Dude!
Oh. Awesome!
Rhino!
Fuck that!
He summons things.
And what is when? What is the animal that he summons? Cobra!
Lot of copy and paste there, Scotty. Almost like a future chair. Boo.
And some cheese sandwiches.
This don't view that plot hole.
Next. This guy definitely won't.
Come to me, my X-Men.
This guy, right. That guy was so cool. He definitely doesn't need
sanctuary.
God damn it.
So, scores on that?
I give him 4-5.
I give him a 4-5 also. That dude's awesome.
We respect
Cobra.
We respect Cobra.
What you
Commander.
Got, Bill?
That dude's a, he's a 3.4.
Fucking hater.
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, but if Cobra Commander comes to your
3.68.
I ain't gonna help you.
Me.
You don't disrespect Cobra.
Go, Joe! No! Get out of here!
Man, you got your work cut out for you, man.
I do every time. What you about?
And now that I'm here again,
how many more
I'm
references can
worse.
We drop?
Also, let's throw some lightning
bolts.
Explosions
behind the
copy and paste, Scott. Just copy and paste.
All right, Bill.
Anyway,
what do we got
Scott's like, I fucking hate you.
We are now on
Uja
Survive.
Dude.
Ooh,
what
that,
the hell?
That is probably one of those toys.
Yeah,
like the official toys that doesn't actually show up in the.
Okay.
Is there another one?
Prometheus! God damn it! Prometheus was his motherfucking name! That is the villain who I was thinking of. I just found another villain who's not Prometheus, but it made me remember motherfucking Prometheus.
Again, you can see how invested Bill is
Scott,
in this episode.
DC.
What?
I'll show him
Prometheus
to you.
Prometheus is in the Arrow series, or was in the Arrow series.
He was also apparently a fucking villain for the JLA in the 90s.
Look nothing like that. Look nothing like that.
No, he's talking about the night.
Yeah, Prometheus!
I can kind of see that now, yeah.
You might want to send that to Scott.
Flip through him. He was a DC villain that fought against the JLA around the 80s and 90s era that I remember when I was reading books anyway.
He was part of the Arkhamverse?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow, Arrow, you got this character so wrong. Because that is Prometheus in the show. In
no,
Arrow.
That's fucking ass.
That is Prometheus in Arrow.
That looks shit.
That writer... That's who that fucking looked like. Now that my mind is unracked.
Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it.
Well, that's the second time you've done that today,
Knight
Bill.
Knight Rider dude looked like. The one that we called Bat Knight when he was in his survive form. Golbez. Yeah, kind of that Golbez feel to him.
So the Knight Rider?
But as for this...
look like Golbez?
Can we rate the toy? Cause if it's
Scott,
it's
got more work
to do. As for that snaky man, if that toy would have actually shown up in the series, he would have been really sweet, and I would have given him a 4.
4 or 5. That's what I would have given him, because that's awesome. He had like a whippy sword.
I ain't worried about it. Should I even add that score?
It's just a toy.
That was just a toy. We didn't actually get a seed.
Okay, we are on Kamen Rider Raya, alternate Raya.
One picture. Shane just walked out of the room.
Good.
I think he's got a deuce. I would say next, but that's the only photo.
Yeah.
It looks like Kamen Rider Reboot.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it looks like he belongs on Reboot.
Boop, boop.
Rider! All right, let's do... Wait a minute.
Let's not rate him. Let's just check out
the actual
Raya form. Because that's not fair. That picture doesn't... Oh, all right,
that's kind of neat. It's got a whip and a stingray shield. So it's a stingray.
Or Kronky.
Right? Oh, damn it. Ah, poor Steve.
Hey, you're just in time to check out Kamen Rider Epion.
It's kind of true.
Is that his actual name? Is Epion?
No.
No, but he has Riot. The Epion tail whip.
Oh.
And he has...
Oh, he's got a mana ray.
Oh, yep.
Fuck, 4.5. Yeah.
Yeah. Next. I haven't seen the other picture. It's okay. Kind of basic, though, compared to some of the other ones we've seen.
Sometimes basic is okay.
I'm going to give this one a 3-3.
Sometimes this guy gets a 3.
Sometimes.
A 3. It's not as cool as Bat Knight and All-Father Rider.
3.2.
Who am I missing?
Shane?
I said 4-5.
Ah, okay.
I liked that guy.
Oh, I thought you were being full of shit.
No, I really did like that guy.
It's because Bill said Epion.
All right, 3.4 for that guy. Moving on.
What are you doing? You don't like my fucking score? That guy was awesome.
No, I'm fine with it. We're on Raya Survive.
That's another one of those weird ones.
Oh, shit. It's like it's a fucking like fucking CGI type.
This is another one we can't really see enough to make a full judgment, but his weapon is way cool.
That's good that you did that, because I was going for a reboot right there.
The other guy looks
like
that, too.
His card number is 6808.
Okay, we are on...
You know what that means?
Yeah,
absolutely
Ryuga.
Nothing.
All right, so just basic Ryuga form. No, none of that alternate shit.
Ryuga.
That's good.
Bam.
Huh.
Looks like he's going to put that dab on you.
You know what he reminds me of? Lord Zedd. Look at the head. It's Zedd.
Maybe in the head.
Zedd's dead, baby. Zedd's dead.
Next.
Maybe in the head, but nowhere else.
I'm not seeing it.
No, look at the helmet. That's what I'm telling you to look at. That's Lord Zedd's head.
Is it just me, or does his belt look like one of those fucking giant alarm clocks?
It's a giant alarm clock.
It's to tell time.
In a tiny wang.
I was going to say his dick is sticking out.
It must be very cold during filming.
You gotta stop doing
Bill,
that,
zoom in for Shane.
Stop doing what?
Preparing to zoom in.
I'm not making
Shane.
His dick stick out.
Bill, I didn't even notice that until you said something.
Well, they should.
And the second you said, and his tiny wang, my eyes had to go,
I said,
what?
And his tiny wang.
The cameramen should know when they're snapping photos of this guy. They should be like, I can see his dick. Maybe we should fix that.
No, what they said was, you know, I can kind of see his dick, but. It's so small.
makes him look really heroic. Tiny dick syndrome. Go fucking Kamen Rider is just what we fucking need to be heroic. Next. There's a dragon. Dragon on his head. I don't know.
How many more of these do we have for
next?
Pictures? See, that's kind of neat.
I do like the helmet a lot.
The helmet's cool.
Yes.
I can't get over the fact that he's got TDS.
Shane, that should make him even more
Shane
your hero.
Shane feels like his heroes need big dicks.
Well, he has to have something to aspire to become.
For what? Next. Yeah.
See, like, at this angle, that looks like Lord Zedd's helmet to me.
The eyes at least look a little bit more Rider-ish, just with like a bionicle mask over it. That's right, I went old
bionicles,
school.
Bionicles, yep, I remember those fucking things.
Next.
And we're back. Diving. I'm going to give this dude a 3.5. He's kind of neat.
3.8.
3.
Tiny dick syndrome is a sad
2.5.
Thing.
Bill?
3.
Bye-bye.
Survive.
Break the glass. 3.16.
Survive mode. Holy shit! Too bad that's a toy.
Some of these toys are fucking epic as shit.
I wish that wasn't a toy. That motherfucker would be getting like a 4 or 5 out of me. Holy
fuck.
That
looks like a drawing.
Okay.
Ryuki.
Now here's the actual guy we came to see, Shane.
Blank form.
We'll start on actual... we'll just do it the way
form.
It is. Blank form first.
Alphabetical, motherfucker.
Well, no, because I'm assuming blank form is the standard So this one is purple, maybe. Maybe blue. I don't know. The fucking lighting for this pisses me off.
I don't know. He's got one of the Q-Ranger morphers on his arm. I know that.
He's also got a weird fusion between Bat Knight and that last guy's helmet.
That last guy.
I would say next, but there's only one photo.
All right, let's go to the real form, I guess.
Oh, we got to rate this one.
Three.
Yeah, three.
It's kind of standard.
Three.
Yeah, that's where I am.
Three? Oh, wow, that guy's an even three. Moving on.
Okay, here we are. Ryuki.
Now he's in red.
Oh, wow, look, a three.
Oh, hold on.
Next. Oh, there's a couple pictures, fool. Got to see his weapon and shit.
Oh, hey, look,
or
another
not
three.
See his fucking weapon
I
and
like
shit.
When his eyes light
I
up.
I like that. That's actually really neat. Let's go next.
Next.
He's got a sword.
I don't hate his
actually,
weapon.
Actually, he's got a falchion.
Yep, I don't hate his weapon.
That all right, so I lied. 3.5.
Next.
I think that's pretty much
okay.
It.
Yeah, that's that guy.
Yeah, this guy gets a 3.5.
3.8.
Okay. Scotty.
3.7.
3.5, yeah. So, and then we'll move to the survive form.
3.6.
Survive form.
All right, this one's actually kind of cooler because now he's got pokey, stabby
parts.
What
was that score? Three, just a 3.6?
Yeah, just
my bad.
Dumbass. This is the only picture for this one, right?
Next.
Oh, nope. All right, cool. Oh. All right, yeah, that's actually pretty dope. I'm going to give this dude a 4.
It looks more like a dragon on his head.
3.8.
Yeah, 3.8. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
4.
3.9.
Are you fucking kidding me with the next one?
3.9.
Moving on to Kamen Rider Scissors. Where's Rock and Paper at?
They're coming.
Shane, is he cool?
Is he solid and is he cool?
If he has scissors on his head like Cutman, yes.
I don't think this is Cutman Rider.
That would be fucking amazing.
It is Cutman Rider, he wins.
He would just get a 10 out of 5. I don't care.
Would you drop your 1.6?
I would.
Here we go.
Nope.
No, now he's a Beetleborg.
Big bad Beetleborg.
Next?
Yeah, I don't like this guy that much.
But he's got scissors.
Yeah, I'm a little lost about that little black spot there myself.
This guy's getting a 2.5.
3.
2.
Yeah, I'm on 2. Scissors suck.
Well, Tiger.
Rock is better.
It's time to check out Tiger once we get this score.
2.58, moving on.
Tiger time!
Oh. Huh.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah?
Paint the helmet gold.
Why?
Oh.
Because he looks like a weakened version of Pharaoh Ranger.
Next.
Why does he have big-ass Kodiak claw-looking things?
Because Armor Tiger, Armadillo, Tiger. Motherfucker.
He's a fucking white
Kodiak's a bear, Bill.
I know. Tiger, Nick.
Scratch.
He's got
scratch.
The kitty paws, see?
Yeah.
Scratchy. Get you. Are you gonna tear up your couch?
Two.
Don't let this guy in your fucking house.
Yes, he's going to get you.
Three.
Like
3.4. I don't hate him actually.
3.
2.78.
Verdi.
Yep,
he's green. He's a chameleon.
This Verdi sucks.
Technically, it's Verde, but anyway.
Sucks Verdi.
He's a gecko or a chameleon? You said chameleon, right?
I'm thinking he's a chameleon.
Yes.
Could be a gecko. I don't know. He looks like he's in a mariachi band.
Next.
Well, yeah, that's because...
Look at him! He's even smiling! Mariachi, bitch!
Yes, that's because Verde is Spanish
green
for green,
yes.
So yeah.
Steven, I took 3.5 years of Spanish.
Thank
yes,
God,
I
got over
yeah.
To do this
yeah,
video.
But I don't know about these two fools
I like,
or anybody online.
I like his helmet.
Hi, guys! How you doing? And actually, based off, yes, he's
is there only two pictures for this one, Bill?
Yes.
Damn it. I have to give this man a 2, because there's no other pictures.
2.5.
Like, if there was 1. a picture 8. of him with his weapon and it just happened to be a guitar, this man would have got a 5.
2.42. Moving on.
Time for Zelda.
The misspelled Zelda. What the fuck is RoboCop? RoboCop Rider Bill.
No, man. I think it's RoboCarp.
Next.
Ow, that green hurts my eyes.
Next.
Pew, what'd you say? Pew.
Dead or alive, you're coming with Splash.
It was ineffective.
I wonder, next. I'm actually more curious. Oh.
Dude! You gonna go with him silently? Or does he have to do this the hard way?
Eat shit, he says.
You have 2 seconds to comply.
Okay.
He's got
cannons. While this is really cool.
He's got a police badge in the middle of his helmet.
Shane, if a rider comes up on you.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, fucking, are you okay?
Yeah.
Now I want to point something out, Shane, at what you just did. You just confirmed to me that you believe that when you speak to a rider, he can hear you clear as day. He then puts 2 giant cannons on the side of his motherfucking head, and he fires them. Do you know how loud a normal, just a gun is when it goes off? Because guns are fucking loud.
Yeah, I know, because I was in the Army.
The movies do not do any fucking justice to what it sounds like when a gun fucking
with
goes off.
With earplugs in, my ears still were ringing.
So basically his head should be exploding off his shoulders.
He should be
deaf. He's deaf.
Yes.
His eardrum, he literally ruptured his eardrums firing once.
Compromise his ears fucking immediately.
So after he fires the cannons, he's like, do you comply?
No.
Yes,
no,
I comply.
No.
What?
No.
What?
It's he walks up and it's the first time he's ever put these things on his shoulders to get ready to fire them and goes, you have 2 seconds to comply. 2 seconds pass and he goes, BOW! He's like, do you comply? What?
I comply.
Who? I give up. Where am I?
I think I'm just going to leave.
Hey, you!
What?
You with the face!
What?
You with the face!
Speak louder!
I can't hear you!
Well, you shot 2 cannons off by your head! What?
Like, it's fucking... Jeez!
Yeah.
And that's basically it. Also, for all you wonderful headphone users.
Dude, it's outrageous! Next!
You also will be experiencing the way he experienced.
2. This guy, because of the ridiculousness of the cannons on his shoulders, gets a 4.8.
I can't, no, I can't.
Because he won't hear me anyway.
I'm 3.6.
Which is about where I'm at. I'm at 3.7.
Same.
Fuck.
Same.
I'm tired of being sick.
Cannons.
Cannons on the shoulder. No, he's fucking great. 3.56
on the co-op.
Makes me wonder if he's got some kind of like ear, like noise canceling in his helmet.
Oh, dude, there's no amount of noise canceling that's going to save him from that.
I would say yes, but I know by the storyline laid down that whenever he comes up and talks to somebody, they speak to him in a normal voice, and he hears them clear as day, as if he wasn't even wearing a helmet. So when he fires those cannons, it's over.
Unless they are, like, the most softest firing cannons ever of all time.
Pew! Here we go. Okay, we got this dude with Prometheus.
Bat Knight, and which one was that? Was that, the Regia or whatever? That's the survive form on both of them.
Yes.
Yes.
Fucking so, Bat Knight is awesome.
Next.
Oh shit, Bat Knight's getting it on.
Take it, bitch.
Dude. Sword.
Is that another rider that he's fighting?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's your Cobra.
Yes, I think it is.
My God, it is Cobra.
No.
Cobra! No! Retreat! Next. Oh, shit! Going for the dick!
Any lower?
No,
and
that,
you're
is his, that is his stomach. she's
she
not
missed.
No, no, that your
no,
stomach, your
stomach
is from here to here.
No, she was missing the dick, Bill.
Any lower, and you're gonna hurt Derp.
I hate to say this, but being's the fact that we see a lot of Ryder cock, there's no way she was going for his dick and missed.
Yeah,
because you have to have a lot of precision to go for their dick.
It's yep. true.
But that's the Derp guy anyway, so who cares?
About to shank the shit out of him, though.
And I do happen to wonder, like, context is a real thing. What is happening here that this guy's like, just fucking stab me?
We're in a parking garage.
Yeah,
well, seeing as how she's stabbing the belt morpher thingy.
Right, but it looks like he's letting her
Wait. Maybe she's not stabbing it, more along the lines of staying as far away from it as possible while she presses the button.
So, Bill.
Shane, is her hair out?
I can't tell.
Kind of looks like it.
It could be. Or it could be part of the cape.
I'm going to say it's the cape. Outfit. Yes.
Bill, okay. I got something for you. This is a parking garage. You need to go get your car. That door behind, the door in the back. You open that door to come get your car. This is what you see. What do you do?
It's like the Highlander movie with Kamen Riders.
I would ask for context.
What's going on? Why are you
stabbing him? I want to know why this guy is on his knees.
And she's crouched down super low, poking him with a sword.
Going for a kill shot or something?
Okay, that's good and fine, but how did... Look, this is not like we were fighting and she got him. Big surprise. That's not what we're looking at here. He very obviously is on his knees. His arms are spread, and he's waiting for the stab. Like, do it. Do what it has to be done.
They gave me one of the worst costumes just to end it.
Yeah, look at him. That's not like she got him in the middle of a crazy confrontation where somehow he ended up standing like that. And if it is, the choreography must have been awful.
I must die so that way others may live.
Because no one ever in the history of ever thought that was a good position for fighting. Ever.
Something get on down here.
Yeah.
There's a bomb in my belt. I need you to cut the wire.
Next.
Dude, those bikes are sweet.
They have bikes.
Yeah, they are. Pretty sweet.
Bat Knight has sweet bike.
I like the other guy's bike more, though.
Yeah, the dude up front has a cooler bike.
He does. He's
got the dragon bike.
He wins bike.
Man.
Next.
All right, that's pretty sweet. Sometimes when it's raining, you want to ride your bike.
I have a roof. You don't.
It's raining.
You enjoy getting
wet? I actually don't think that's cool because it makes him look like he's in like a fun cart or something. Like that.
Sometimes Bill gotta have some fun. Even Ryder's got to chill out.
Actually, technically, it almost reminds me of the Akira bike, just with the fucking dome over the top.
Yeah, but I can't say it's a bike. He's in an actual chair with a safety belt, and his feet are on the floorboard.
It's still a motorcycle.
Yeah,
maybe to you it is. To me, it's
like
not.
A half car.
To me, you have to straddle a bike, or it's not a bike.
Yeah, this motherfucker's sitting down like he's in a fucking Lazy Boy.
Yeah. When you have an actual seat, I can't call it a bike.
Look at that. You guys like, hey, look over here. Look at me. You guys like,
is that a number one? Are you really that fucking...
Yep, that's a number one, Bill.
Yeah, he's into...
I'm the leader!
You guys like, I have a dome.
Next. Holy ball sacks.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13!
Okay. So, here's a question.
Why isn't...
Aside from who actually won this battle, who's the coolest guy here?
Odin.
But Odin's the one who won.
That's fine.
So. I like the Cobra guy. I'm not even joking. I'm really digging Cobra.
Okay, so you would have picked Cobra if you could. If it was just up to you, looking at this image, who's the coolest?
I dig the Cobra. That's just my opinion, though.
I'd go with the chicken white.
I would, too.
To be honest with you, I like purple. I think purple really does stand out. And
seeming these are all their standard forms...
I'm Kamen Rider Femme.
Seeming they're all the standard forms, I'm going to go with Femme also. Now, if they would have had the survive forms for some of them, it would have been tied between the Bat Knight and Femme.
Which she did not get a survive form,
nope,
correct?
She didn't fucking need it.
but because I am to assume she died.
Or she just didn't eat it.
I'm pretty sure she gets killed in this series. Yeah. It's pretty much a cliche that runs in these. The women get killed.
I don't know. Sadly, I kind of don't really like any of their base forms.
Damn!
Well, it's just because, like, the upgraded forms look so fucking much better, but, yeah,
right.
Compared to the rest of them in their base forms, yeah, I would end up picking her.
But, Seth, you can't stop the rhino.
Yeah, I know.
So, you all are going with her, and I'm going to go with Cobra Commander.
Next! Some toys.
Figures! I am Odin.
Figures are sweet.
You know, now that I'm looking at the knight and her standing next to each other like that,
yeah,
there's an anime, I can't remember for the life of me what it is, that reminds me hardcore of.
Wouldn't even take a guess. When it comes to anime, it's too vast.
One where, like, the guy always wears a helmet, but he has, like, magic mind control eyeballs.
Oh, God damn it,
Code Geass. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes. I was wanting to say
he has
that.
He has the helmet, he has the eyes.
Sure.
He can make you do, like...
anything?
Yeah, but I think it only works once. He gets it, like, one time or something like that, and he can command something, and you must follow it, but he can only use it once, and then it never affects you again.
He made people die horribly to each other.
Next.
But yeah, doesn't the... Bat Knight kind of remind you of that dude?
A little bit, yeah. But I think he looks like Prometheus because I'm a comic book guy.
Prometheus and Bob?
These are pretty sweet.
Dude, too cool.
Fucking RoboCop riders just like leaning on a fucking rock going, yep, I'm chilling out. Don't
yeah,
because
his equilibrium's all fucked up because his ears are exploded. He ain't got no balance left, Lieutenant Dan.
He came to this Kamen Rider reunion, and they were all talking about everything they've been doing and everything they've done, and he was like,
"So, man, how have you been doing?"
What?
Hey, hey.
So after hey. I sat down and played the whole.
Oh, you can't do that.
That is
you
so mean.
You can't do that. You can't make death joke.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm allowed to be
a
dick.
Wait a minute. Bill. Why not? They can't fucking hear us.
That's so wrong.
Just because they can't hear doesn't mean everybody else can't. And look down on us.
Next.
Versus.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wild
Rider.
Force.
Rider wins.
Holy balls.
Sentai.
Rider. Nope. Rider wins.
Sentai.
No, I'm going Rider.
Oh, fuck. He'll stab me.
No. He won't because it's not Wild Force. It's the Sentai, so it's not the stabber.
Yeah, it is.
The Samurai guy is the one that cut his dude down.
In the American version, it is. But
yeah.
In the Japanese version, it's not. So.
Yeah, it wasn't the samurai you got to worry about killing you.
Yep.
It was this dude in the American series that will kill you.
Well, too
not
bad.
The Japanese version, so.
I got 13 motherfuckers ready to beat one motherfucker. I'm okay. I'm going with Ryder.
Not me. Sentai.
Because you're terrified of getting stabbed.
Like most people should.
Realistically, though, I think the Rider wins this competition.
Seth?
I'll let Scotty go first.
I already did.
You already said Rider.
Oh, you already
me
said
and him
Rider.
Were the first two going
so
Riders.
Then, yeah, Rider.
So it's 4-on-1 for the Riders.
These Riders are winning.
Next. Versus next.
Ooh.
I'm still gonna go with the Riders.
I don't know. That's rough.
Sentai.
Yeah, I think the Sentai win this because they got this ninja thing works. I like that they have the mesh, like on their arms, and I like her where she has it on her legs. And then the samurai dude, he's cool. These two guys here, and there's two Sentai guys that aren't even accounted for in this picture.
Yeah,
that were awesome looking too. I feel like they might have got this one. But man, it's close.
Yeah.
Here's why I think the Riders lose.
It was 4-on-1 for the Riders on that last one. That was 4-on-1 for the Sentai on this one.
I think the Riders get bogged down because there's enough of them that I don't like. I mean, I'm okay with them, but I'm not freaking out. There's like four or five of these writers that I like.
Yeah.
But this, I pretty much like the whole damn cast. I think those are very solid costumes for everyone. So, 13 versus 5 or 6. And the 6, I like all their costumes. And the 13, I like 40%. Well, Sentai wins for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sentai, definitely.
Next. All right,
so is that the last?
That's it.
That's it.
All right, Sentai
finally won one again.
So, Odin is your winner. Here he is. Got that 4.86. There you go. Moving on.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.